Next!
God, you took forever!
Sorry, I was still waking up.
I'm next, I have to do my makeup.
Oh, I'm next!
I'm next. I have to do my makeup. Kiss me, look, stop it. Stop it. It's my turn. I'm gonna do it next. I wanna go next. I wanna go next. Don't get it.
It's the final hour of the final Monday of the month here on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Time to strap yourselves in for the quickest 60 minutes on your radio. This is the Sun Radio Project. What are you doing?
My morning meditation. Ties in the laundry room. Coats on the back of the sofa. Breakfast on the counter. Lunch is in the fridge. Keys are hanging by the garage door. Love ya. Have a nice day.
And for those on the go, traffic is slow, slow, and slow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You want a tequila sunrise after driving the sunset. And it's still no fun once passed through the tunnel. A mile-wide slide is clogged inside. Cornell looks like hell and MLK is hosed. The three-digit highways are moving at single digits. And forget the bridges. You're better off swimming.
That's just great. Hello?
Hello.
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. It's Phil.
Hey, Phil.
How are you, Bill?
Not bad, Phil. You?
Not bad, Bill. Working?
Nope.
No?
Driving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How is it?
Slow.
Slow?
Slow.
Bummer.
Yep. Lunch?
Now?
No.
When?
Lunch.
Sure.
Sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
May I help you, ma'am?
Hello, young lady. How are you today?
Just fine, ma'am.
Glad to hear it.
Jesus Christ,
this is killing me.
I would like, let's see. Do you serve muffins?
Yes, we do, ma'am.
Beep, beep.
Slower customers, keep right.
I'll have a muffin then. I'm so sorry. I almost forgot to say please.
I almost forgot to slip my fucking wrists.
What kind of muffin would you like?
Oh no.
Why?
Any bloody one will do.
Which kinds do you have to choose from?
Here we go.
Damn it.
Well, we have plain blueberry, blueberry leaf, blueberry bran, organic blueberry, low-fat blueberry, sugarless blueberry, seedless blueberry, day-old blueberry, blueberry swirl, blueberry twist, jumbo blueberry, blueberry surprise, GMO blueberry, MSG blueberry, fair trade blueberry, decaffeinated blueberry, attack of the 50-foot blueberry, blueberry Garcia, blueberry mantelope, blueberry puree, blueberry pesto, triple blueberry, blueberry mousse, blueberry cheesecake, pickled blueberry, blueberry chip, blueberry snap, blueberry tonic, creme, blueberry, blueberry with oyster sauce, blueberry, I saw you standing alone, still life, blueberry, Szechuan blueberry, Schwanzee blueberry, blueberry cookie dough, lost blueberry, blueberry nut, blueberry scramble, blueberry step, blueberry crisp, blueberry mist, and blueberry free.
Whose idea was this?
How was I to know they were having a blue hair special?
It's a blueberry hair special.
That's disgusting.
I'd rather be disgusting than stupid.
I'd rather be dead.
I thought he was dead.
Precisely.
I think I'd like blueberry.
No.
Don't.
We have plain blueberry, blueberry wheat, blueberry bran, organic blueberry, low-fat blueberry, sugarless blueberry, seedless blueberry, day-old blueberry.
I mean, you need to wash your car and vacuum out the inside. I mean, it's full of kitty litter and I've got cat hair all over my clothes.
Mr. Finlayson has long hair. Mr. Finlayson goes wherever I go.
Mr. Finlayson and her family, so get around smelling like a cat hair.
You know,
there's something
wrong with that. I don't see you have some allergy to this house.
You've got to have an allergy to vacuum your car.
It's a standard hair.
Please,
that's what it is. It is
the hair. I'm allergic to the hair. I had to take allergies out when I was in the
world for 2 years.
I think I'll have a plain blueberry, please.
Of course.
I didn't see that coming.
May I take your order, gentlemen?
I'd like a Super Mondo Gordo Giganto Bendejo Trip X Dual Smoke, low fat, organic soy chai, cappa latte, chino, partly cloudy with a chance of semi sweet dark chocolate sprinkles.
Is that all you want?
I lost my appetite.
And you, sir?
I'd like your free range garlic grilled gobbler with no whole Swiss on a gluten free tin grain baguette bagel, mojo mayo, mango, marmalade, and cream cheese chutney chive. Hold the calm, breath bomb, krauts and sprouts, a sack of reduced sodium salt, sprinkled spud slices, and a green growing green slide salad on a separate plate with oregano, olive, oily vinegar, half on, half off.
I'm sorry, we're out of that.
I'll have a burger and fries.
What's that?
What does it look like?
What's it doing here?
Are you intrigued?
I'm a little scared.
You don't trust me.
Well, I trust you, but, you know, in some special circumstances...
You think I might be off my rocker?
Maybe you've been going through a bad patch. Maybe you've had bad news, even women's troubles, or it could be that you've simply just gone off the deep end. It happens.
Yeah, happens time and again, deep end.
When I see you've downed half a bottle of scotch and there's a loaded... Loaded?
Loaded.
A loaded gun on the table, me, I get the willies. So, what gives?
But I got your interest, hey, buddy boy?
Loretta, don't play cute. You're cute, but it doesn't fit you.
Put your satchel down, pour yourself a drink, and I'll tell you a story.
Is there ice?
Yeah. Get yourself a glass, too. I like mine neat. Gee, ice?
I like mine cold.
Kid's a mess. You can see that, can't you? He wants to play what's this, what's that with me. He's got one of those Gmail I don't get it faces, and the more he acts obtuse, the more I want to bust him one in the chops. They didn't teach me that in Sarah Lawrence, but I'll bet it would feel good. He's still a guy, with the same tendency as all mugs. Did you see how the gun threw him? And even though he didn't know what to make of it, he just let the question slide over him as if it would roll down the back of his leg and through the cracks in the floor.
Is that your gun?
No, I got it from the library. How's your mom's goiter?
My mom doesn't have a goiter. Is it loaded?
Did you get that flashing fixed near the chimney at your aunt's house?
Yeah, I put up a new piece of... Say, what are you doing? I just don't get what you're talking about.
Oh, I know, buddy boy. I know.
How long have you had a gun? I don't remember seeing it on any bill.
Cash is untraceable.
Well, not actually. You see, not only are there serial numbers, but these days they have these...
Maybe I don't give a shit. Maybe Sister Lucia Andrea was a big, fat whore. I bought it by using cash that I took as change from tip jars around the city. And it's loaded. And there are no serial numbers on the gun. A gun. It's a gun on the dining room table. Oh, you walked in the door and there was a gun on the dining room table. I'd been drinking and the gun was there, cocked, within reach.
Yeah, Loretta, but why?
Finally. Finally. Now we can have dinner. Pour me a drink.
What dinner? Loretta, you're a little odd tonight. You've been odd, especially since my...
Let's see. Was that an indiscretion? A slip? A misstep?
All right, all right. We talked about this. I just want to put it behind me. Behind us. And move on, Loretta, honey.
Gus, darling. Move on to what?
What's this? Why is there plastic on the floor? Loretta? 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 Oh.
Get in here, you big chicken. I swear I'm changing one wuss for another. I did the hard stuff. You mop it up. I'm going to make the chicken appropriately for dinner.
What kind of chicken?
Cordon bleu. Leave the gun on the table.
Shouldn't we put it with the body?
It's got my mitts all over it, for one thing. And for another, they can match the ballistics. Christ sakes, Tim. Haven't you ever seen any film noir? Keep the weapons separate. You're lucky I didn't want to throw them in front of a train. Don't forget to clean off the dining room table thoroughly. My grandmother gave it to me.
What about his clothes?
Well, don't strip him, but clean out his pockets and leave the gun on the table. It's me. Time for Act Two.
Did it go well?
Like we rehearsed. He bought the whole thing.
And Tim?
Who do you think I'm talking about? Gus? Gus was a pushover. Gus was like overcooked egg noodles. I could have asked Gus to hold the gun while I was pulling the trigger and he would have done it. So, Dorothy, I did my end.
So it seems.
I'll see you soon.
Oh, Loretta.
Huh?
Did Tim see my clothes?
In the closet? I don't think so. You know, he's got no curiosity. How else could he work for Womart?
Okay. See you soon.
What goes with this? Oh, I know. Asparagus with a tomato sauce. I thought about it for a long time. I planned and double-checked, and I thought all the emotion related to pulling the trigger overwhelmed me when I was planning. Yeah, I cried a little. I mean, We are murdering here, aren't we? Still killing, even if we can justify it, right?
Hello, Tim.
Dorothy? What the hell is going on here? What the hell are you doing here? You know about us? Dorothy? Dorothy! She didn't mean nothing to me.
I'm having an incredible sense of deja vu. I feel like an actress who is performing a role she's done before 100 times. Look, I'm not even emotional.
Me too, from the minute I opened the scotch. Do you think we've killed our lovers before? In some previous life?
That's a little hard for me to grasp, Loretta. But when I put the gun to Tim's ear, I felt that the emotions, you know, fear, exhilaration, anxiety, excitement, thrill, they all seemed so familiar. I felt I must have killed someone before.
Me too. I felt the same wave rush through me as I killed Gus. Oh, poor dear. Never saw it coming.
What is that? It smells great.
Chicken cordon bleu and asparagus. It's one of your favorites, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sweetie, it is one of my favorites. But so are you.
Erlia, what have you done to me?
I've saved all of Athens, Pallas. I've united the cities while you were at sea, and I've stopped your cheating.
My young boys, you mean? We all do it. You know that, Erlia. And as for Athens, Tretius won't stand for it. We've decided that fragmentation provides us with the best way to govern Athens, even if we must do it from the background, not elected officials. We've worked very hard for it, Erlia. Even if I am dead, Tretius won't allow you to...
Tretius is in for a surprise of his own. Is he dead? At last?
Only just.
I came as soon as you sent for me, Pallas. What seems to be the emergency? What? What is this? What are you two doing?
Not only do we fight you, Tretius and Pallas, but we fight all that come in the way through time and space to unhinge humanity. There is a poison in your body which makes you different from us, and it will ultimately destroy civilization if gone unchecked. We change the world now.
We change the world, beginning now. Do you have drink, Erlia?
I do. Here's the flagon. Pour, if you will. I will have some of his pretty boys attend to the bloody mess. But first, I've prepared a bit of chicken for us with special cheeses. Oh, I'm famished.
It really smells good. Now, Loretta, and I'm ravenous after disposing of the bodies. Let's eat, sweetie.
No one saw you.
Honey, you sound like Jane Greer in a B-movie. Of course I was careful. Please, can we eat?
I never thought I would make it back to quarters alive. The Petticoat was full of people exiting for the weekend. I thought this weekend thing would disappear 30 years ago. How are we almost in the 22nd century and still possessed of structures from the previous century is beyond me. Anyway, I believe we could say that we, Ron and myself, have, without resistance, disrupted the flow of democracy across the region. Our bills went through without much combat. We will be controlling Region 7 by March. And I don't see much interference as we move toward combat structure. And then there won't be any such thing as weekends.
Yes, Tom, I know.
What's that on the table? And, merciful heavens, Sarna, have you been drinking? What is this? Alcohol? It's against the law.
Is he?
Shh. Yes. The viddies were on a loop until I was finished. Perfect timing. I just vaporized the whole mess.
You're lucky. I had to shred Jensen in the old-fashioned way. Have you contacted the others?
No. I was waiting for you to finish. They're competent women. I'm sure they've succeeded. We have only the central government to transform. Now, at last.
After all these centuries, don't you have the feeling?
What?
Oh, nothing. Have you any prepared food?
Soy chicken with veggies. Let's eat.
Yes. Sarna, honey, let's finally get that thing off the table.
I don't believe we'll be needing this for a while.
Thank you. Welcome to the restaurant. Strung out from the road. Feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold.
Yeah?
Can I come in?
Of course. It's your house. You don't have to ask.
It's our house. Anyway, I just thought maybe you... I don't know.
Needed time alone?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little silence.
Thanks, but no. Two things I don't need, being alone and silence. I mean, being alone I can handle, but truth is I don't like the silence all that much anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of it or anything. Over there, you're surrounded by noise all the time. Either it's your buddy lying on the cot next to you snoring, or it's a whack, 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 whack of incoming choppers, or the lieutenant screaming in your face for some dumbass reason. I mean, there's always something. I get nervous when it's quiet.
I'll go and put on the radio if you want.
No, I didn't mean that. I was saying you get used to it. Noise. You never live without it.
So you don't want me to go?
No. Stay.
You're home, babe. I can't believe it.
Ain't that the damn truth? Ain't that the damn truth, though? Home sweet home. Sitting in my own tub.
In your own house. With your baby doll watching over you. Welcome home, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Brought you a present. Close your eyes.
What, right now?
Of course right now. Close them. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead and open them.
Wow, a rubber duck.
It's a rubber ducky for the bath. He's in training.
In training for what? He being deployed?
No, he's not being deployed. Although, well, kinda. He's in training for the races. It's a new thing they started this summer. Down on the river, they had a rubber ducky race. Hundreds of them. Thousands of them floating down the river. It was a silly thing. Little yellow plastic toys bobbing all over the water. I went because I thought I'd have a good time. But all I could think about was you. About how much I missed you. How much I wished you were there. Watching all those stupid yellow duckies on the river.
Aye. Well, thanks.
Anyway, that one's yours. He's in training for this summer. He's a winner.
Huh. Never had a rubber ducky before.
Well, you do now. What are you going to call him?
I don't know. Think about it. You know, maybe nothing.
Oh, you have to call him something. He needs a name. Look at him.
Later, maybe.
How about Sam? Oh, or maybe Frankie?
Maybe later.
Okay, sweetheart. I think I'll go.
No, don't leave.
Sure.
It's clean here.
Oh, I scrubbed it down before you came. Cleaned the whole place, top to bottom. I don't think it's ever been cleaner.
It's been dirty.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't bad, but...
No, I don't mean the house. I mean over there. Sand everywhere. Fine as talcum powder. In your mouth, in your underwear. Everywhere. Even when I got back, it seemed there was dust wherever I looked. In the hospital, even, you know. I saw a cockroach once as big as your thumb.
Where, in the hospital?
In my room at the unit. Used to see them. I mean, not all of them that big, but they were there. I saw them, and they saw me.
That's disgusting. It's unsanitary. It's not right.
It's war. They got better places to put their money.
What, other than taking care of their own people?
They take care of their people, just not in the way you might think. The military does it different. Not in the way you see it on the news.
Oh? And how's that?
It's not something you'd understand. It's, never mind. Anyway, things are changing at the unit. They'll take care of a cleanup. Wait and see.
I'll cook you something. You hungry?
Not yet. You?
In a bit, I guess.
I keep looking down, expecting the water to turn red.
What do you mean?
I look down into the water, expecting to see my legs. The way they used to be. In this tub, in this room. And they're not there. They're just gone. And I keep expecting the water to turn red. You know, I keep thinking I'm going to start bleeding again, right into the tub. The water and the blood will mix together, and I'll be lying there in a clean white bathtub full of bright red water.
You're not going to start bleeding again.
Yeah, I know that, but my legs, you know, I still feel them. And then I look down, and there's nothing but stumps. Football, basketball, all the time, all the effort, it ain't nothing but a memory. I keep thinking they're gonna start bleeding again.
Oh, honey, they're not.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I feel. So let's talk about something different.
Coach Riley called today.
Well, hell, that's something different. Okay, I'm sorry. What did he say?
He wants to come by.
And do what? Stare at the empty space where the legs used to be and tell stories? Bud, you remember the All-State Tournament Finals? That was you. You won that game, boy. Yes, you did.
I think he has some ideas for stuff you can do.
Yeah, like what? You know, pump up footballs? Team mascot?
I think he wants you to help him coach.
Oh, sure. Why not? Hey, fellas, here's Bud. Went off to war and came back half of what he used to be. Now, let's all pretend we don't feel sorry for the son of a bitch and run around, do some jumping jacks, squats, whatever, but don't stare at the man with the plastic feet.
But he's trying to help you.
Or maybe I could just work the damn ducky race. I could be the finish line judge and they could float me on a little boat in the river. Look at him, see, he's a veteran, lost his legs. Too bad, but boy, is he good at judging them plastic little duckies with his plastic little legs. He's a born natural, look at him go.
I'm trying to help.
Yeah, I don't need any goddamn help, goddammit. I need some peace. That's what I need. I don't need anyone, anytime, anywhere.
No, not you. Trying to help us, Bud. I've been seeing a counselor over at the base, and he said...
Oh, a shrink? You've been seeing a shrink?
Yes.
Why?
I'm confused about some things.
About me? You confused about me?
About us. I just need to talk to try and understand a little better. Things aren't simple anymore.
Are you going to leave me?
No! No, I'm not going to leave you.
I see it in your eyes.
All you see in my eyes is what you want to see.
And what's that?
I don't know. Yourself? It's all you see. I've been sitting here and watching you spit anger and bitterness in my face, telling me nobody cares anymore. Nobody can help you. You aren't seeing me. I mean, Jesus, I can't listen to it anymore. I want to scream at you, but I won't. I won't. I want to ask you, just, can you help yourself? Can you?
And I've been lying here, seeing you try to get out of the room, looking for an excuse. You want to cook, you want to need to do this, that, or the other. You want to leave, then go. I see you wanting to leave, so go. Go!
I can't. I'm going.
Please, go. Go. Damn it, God. Sylvia, don't go. Please, don't go, Sylvia. I can't get out of the tub. I can't even get out of the... Sylvia. I need you. Sylvia! What the hell?
Bud, oh my God.
It's my ducky. He tried to escape, but I stopped him. I got him.
Here I go.
I got it.
Playing star again. There I go. Turn the page.
When the end along the rocky shoreline, leaves a trail of tidal pools in a short-lived galaxy. Each microcosm.
Just shut the fuck up, skunk.
I didn't say nothing.
Take off those fucking nose plugs.
What was in this rail car, pigs?
Are we not in Montana, skunk? Don't spray that shit. What, you carry perfume around with you?
Cologne.
I'd kill you for that if it wasn't so fucking dark.
I came out here.
What's that?
Hi.
What was that noise?
iPod.
Yo, I know it's an iPod. What were you listening to, Gunsmoke?
Just music. Excuse me.
You had it cranked up. It wasn't music, it was dialogue and then like a gunshot.
Maybe somebody fell. It was dark, on a runaway train, a radio play, you know? Excuse me.
Wanna smoke?
Nah.
You walked up?
Tram was full.
Asthma? Thin air. We sat? That was a real fuck-up last night. Tonight there's an audience. We sat?
Hey, I just run the light board. The stage manager stayed late, so I'm sure...
'Cause last night was the worst dress rehearsal ever recorded in the linear light chronicle, okay? Of this cosmic body.
I just... run the light board.
If you fuck it up, I fall. You'll cause an effect. So?
So I won't fuck up.
What are you, a cancer?
Weird, how'd you know?
Techies? Last night, Mercury was still retrograde. Tonight, though, hey, check out the waxing moon. Full as a pregnant pig, just hanging off Orion's belt.
Oh, wow, cool. Real clear up here.
When'd your call?
Oh, I came early to make sure everything worked for the show. Your show.
Oh, ma.
Hi.
No one introduced us.
Gick.
You surf?
Nah, too dangerous.
What a howly ass excuse. Skinny ass too.
Yeah, just a howly. That's me.
Don't fuck up tonight. You think riding a wave of light's easy?
Whack job. Jesus. Not paying me squat either. Pissing performance art, bunch of bullcrap.
Light Q1, stand by.
Light standing by.
Lights go. Hey guys, I'll just call the cues. You're cool.
Right.
Light Q2, go.
Riding a wave of light. Right, jeez. What a ham. I could be home with a Bud Light, online, streaming the sudden rate.
Like you three, go.
Total bullcrap. Better yet, could be home whacking off and watching Love Boat reruns. Oh, yeah. She's gonna break her big ass. Hey, nice ass, though. Wow, shit. Whoa.
Sound cue two, go.
I was 16. When the image first came to me, what would it be like to ride a beam of light?
Like you four, go.
Such total bull.
Shit! Oh, holy!
Holy Christ, she's levitating.
Oh man, is she riding that beam of light?
Jesus!
Fuck! Where the fuck is Einstein?
Shit. Sound Q3, go.
The speed of light is the only constant in the universe. The speed of light is the only constant in the universe.
And go lights.
Hey, Miss Oma. Wait. Oma!
What? Oh, it's you. You didn't fuck up. The fucking stage manager fucked up the fucking sound cue.
Yeah, sorry.
Still, that was awesome. I mean, the audience thought that was planned. Where the fuck is Einstein?
That was great. I mean, you were... Are you okay? Did you...
No broken bones. Smoke?
No, thanks. You really you did it. You, you were floating or
I'm gonna grab my stick, Howley! Wanna come? I got an extra!
Surfing? Now? You up to it? It's... I mean, it's midnight!
Moon still full! You really acrophobic? You wanna ride some waves with me or not?
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to. Will I fall?
Only if you believe in Newton, Howley.
It's Joseph, or... Gix fine.
See my ass?
Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, moon's bright and...
Well, follow it then. Let's go.
So, Newton.
Yo! Where the fuck is Einstein?
The speed of light squared is equal to energy divided by matter.
Surf's up!